Imagine standing at the base of Mount Everest alone, staring up at its imposing 29,035-foot peak. Now imagine facing that same mountain with a team of experienced climbers, each bringing unique skills and strengths. This stark contrast captures the essence of John Maxwell's fundamental message: one is too small a number to achieve greatness. Despite our cultural obsession with lone heroes, from Daniel Boone to Steve Jobs, the reality is that behind every seemingly individual achievement stands a team. Even Einstein acknowledged building on Newton's work, and Thomas Edison had a laboratory full of collaborators. Why do teams matter so profoundly? They provide multiple perspectives, shared responsibilities, and complementary strengths that maximize collective abilities while minimizing individual weaknesses. When diverse viewpoints converge, innovation flourishes. Just look at Pixar's Brain Trust system that produces blockbuster films through collaboration rather than solo genius. Yet many resist teamwork due to ego, insecurity, naivety, or temperament. Whether you're an executive reluctant to delegate or an introvert avoiding group projects, the conclusion remains inescapable. Significant achievements require collaboration. All players have a place where they add the most value. Colin Powell's appointment as Secretary of State illustrates this principle. His diplomatic temperament, military background, and government experience made him uniquely qualified. When team members work in positions misaligned with their natural abilities, morale erodes and potential remains untapped. Placement impact follows clear patterns. Wrong person in wrong place leads to regression. Wrong person in right place creates frustration. Right person in wrong place causes confusion. Right person in right place enables progression. And right people in right places generate multiplication through synergy. Most teams don't naturally improve. Without intentional effort, they lose focus, energy, and momentum. Successful teams always have a catalyst who makes things happen and elevates everyone's performance. Michael Jordan exemplified this through his ability to transform his entire team, not just through personal achievement. In crunch time, team members fall into three categories: those who don't want the ball, recognizing limitations; those who want it but shouldn't, egos exceeding talent; and those who want it and should have it, they deliver when it counts. These catalysts possess distinctive qualities: intuition, effective communication, deep passion, exceptional talent, creative thinking, initiative, responsibility, generosity with resources, and unique influence over teammates. Can your teammates count on you when it counts? This question lies at the heart of effective teamwork. The formula for accountability isn't complicated, but is powerful. Character plus competence plus commitment plus consistency plus cohesion. Character builds trust, the foundation for all meaningful interaction. Competence matters significantly. When facing a life-threatening procedure, you choose a skilled surgeon regardless of personality. Commitment means staying the course when times get tough. Consistency makes you reliable day after day. Finally, cohesion, holding together regardless of circumstances, completes the formula. Communication is equally vital because interaction fuels action. When Gordon Bethune took over failing Continental Airlines in 1994, he transformed the company through radical transparency. Unless it's dangerous or illegal for us to share it, we share it. This approach built trust and turned a fractured company into a cohesive team, taking Continental from $204 million in losses to $202 million in profits in just 1 year. The remarkable story of American POWs in Vietnam demonstrates communication's power. Despite forced isolation and torture, 772 servicemen at the Hanoi Hilton devised a tapping code to spell words, creating a communication network throughout the prison. Though physically separated, they became a unified team, supporting each other and refusing individual release until all could leave together, proving that interaction truly fuels action. The difference between two equally talented teams is leadership. While talent, hard work, and efficiency are necessary, leadership is the essential difference maker. The Los Angeles Lakers demonstrate this perfectly. Despite having superstars Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal since 1996, they struggled until Phil Jackson became coach in 1999. With the same players and conditions, Jackson transformed their performance, leading them to an NBA championship within one season. True leaders are lifters who elevate everything around them. They push teammates beyond creative boundaries, enhance performance, build confidence, and raise expectations. They transfer ownership, understand different motivation approaches, coach personal development, and learn quickly while encouraging others to do the same. When you're winning, nothing hurts, as shown by gymnast Carrie Strug, who performed a perfect vault on a severely injured ankle to secure Olympic gold. High morale acts as a great exaggerator, making victory sweeter, elevator, raising performance, energizer, sustaining through obstacles, eliminator, helping overcome challenges, and emancipator, creating space for creativity. This powerful morale is built through a compelling vision that gives purpose, valued roles that recognize each person's contribution, camaraderie that creates belonging, and a sense of accomplishment that validates effort. Teams with high morale consistently outperform more talented but fractured competitors. Morgan Wooten, one of history's greatest high school basketball coaches, understood that investing in people compounds over time. In his 40-year career at DeMatha High School, he amassed a 1,210-183 record with over 250 players earning college scholarships. For Wooten, winning wasn't the primary goal. It was developing young men. For 26 straight years, every one of his seniors earned college scholarships, even bench players. To invest in your team, gather the best people possible, pay the price to develop them, do things together, empower members with responsibility, give credit for success to the team, create new opportunities, and give the team the best possible chance to succeed. The dividends of these investments multiply exponentially over time. What's your Everest? That dream so big it can only be achieved through teamwork. Building that team starts with three essential questions. What is my dream? Revealing what could be. Who is on my team? Revealing what is. And what should my dream team look like? Revealing what's needed. Many focus too much on their dream and too little on their team. Yet with the right team, the dream almost takes care of itself. When your current team doesn't match your dream team, either give up your dream or grow up your team. As mountaineer Tenzing Norgay said, "On a great mountain, you do not leave your companions and go to the top alone." To find your ideal position, focus on self-discovery and trust your accumulated experiences. When you discover your true place, you'll feel an unmistakable alignment where skills, passion, and opportunity converge. This resonance between person and position creates not just satisfaction, but excellence and lasting impact. Remember, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a team, there's more than one way. By embracing these principles, you'll transform your group into a dream team capable of achieving what would be impossible alone. Teamwork doesn't just make work easier, it makes the impossible possible.